And this Sunday marks the 108th running of the DK Quarries Kimber Cup. Joining us is the president of the Kimber Racing Club, Michael Seal. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What can we expect from the Kimber Cup this weekend?
Well, hopefully a lot of country people are coming down, and of course all our Port Lincoln supporters as well. It's always a great day, mate, and yeah, we're looking forward to a full house.
So, 8-race card, I'm guessing, with similar setup to the Port Lincoln Cup that we had on Friday?
Very similar, mate. It's an 8-race card. The DK Quarries 108th running of the Kimber Cup is the main event, but there's also a good card of support races as well.
Fantastic. And anything in particular we should be looking out for on the race card?
Well, there'll be, of course, the Kimber Cup, and one of our great races is the Bud Wolford Memorial, which is this year sponsored by Lincoln Engineering, and Bud's children, Brock and Jada, will be presenting the trophy this year.
Fantastic to see the family still involved with the Kimber Cup, and obviously Kimber Cup can't go ahead, Michael Seal, president of the Kimber Racing Club, without a lot of sponsors.
They cannot, mate, as any sporting organisation needs its supporters. So we've been very lucky. We've got the DK Quarries, Elders Insurance, a Marina Hotel, Lenin Engineering, AgSave Merchandise, West Coast Bitumen, and Venning Brothers and Venning Auto Electric, Cow Commercial Hotel, Kimber Gateway Hotel, and Accolade Wines as our major sponsors this year, as well as other supporters as well who bring people to the event, to the marquee rooms and that sort of thing, which is just fantastic.
Absolute plethora of sponsors. Great to see them on board with the Kimber Cup. And when can we expect the fields out? Are we looking at a Wednesday, Thursday fields coming out?
Acceptances would be on the Wednesday morning at about 10 o'clock. So nominations would close on the Monday, although because it's a long weekend, it would probably be the Tuesday.
So we're looking at today for the nominations closing, and then tomorrow we're probably looking at the field being declared.
That's dead right, mate. Yeah.
Fantastic. So we're going to have to wait for a tip, unfortunately. Would like to get a little bit of the inside running because I'm sick of Biebs on the sideline view giving me tips and then losing my money. But
I guess should make mention of there is a horse going for three in a row, Branfield.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to do the Maccabi Diva, or she is, and win her third Kimber Cup in succession, which would be an amazing feat. I don't think that has ever happened in the 108 years.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to the guys. But yeah, it should be a good competitive field, I think.
Absolutely looking forward to it. On Sunday, the Kimber Cup gates open from 11:30,
mate.
11:30 with the 8-race card, and plenty on offer for all the family, even the kids, if you do want to get along. Can book through MoshTix to get ahead?
MoshTix, or contact the club on Facebook or email.
Fantastic. Michael Seal, president of the Kimber Racing Club, thank you for joining us, and enjoy Cup Day on Sunday.
Thanks, Keith.